2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah help.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the teams you live for, the sports you love. Scott Mitchell and Alex Keery on KSL News Radio.
All right, welcome back. It's KSL's Unrivaled. I'm Alex Keery. He is Scott Mitchell. Everything's still okay over there, Scott? You're doing all right? I can't see you, so I never know.
Yeah, I'm doing great.
Oh, okay.
Are you kidding?
Oh, phew. I was like, waiting for your response.
Let's see. If I was being like completely candid with you, Alex.
Yeah, what?
I haven't left my house in 2 days.
Some people are like
at all.
Some people are like, whatever, Mitchell. Try 4 months.
Right. A lot of it is I have had a special interest in this preliminary Chad.
Oh, Bebo, my goodness. Hearing. Scott calls me up. I get middle of the day calls from Scott Mitchell, and I'm like, what are we going to talk about? The show? And you're like, no, did you just hear what happened? Did you hear the phone call? And I start going, oh, yeah, because we got the same thing going on at our house. We have
what's kind of exciting about
quite
it?
Quite the interest. What?
She's up next Monday.
Okay.
So they're going to do the same thing again next Monday.
I think, my wife at one point goes, this just proves that this is not real, or not real. This just proves that this is, TV, courtroom cases. They got to speed those things up. They got to make them dramatic because these are like, at this particular time, I would like to show the state's exhibit number 20, and I would like to offer it as evidence for the trial. I have no objection, Your Honor. Okay, it will be admitted into a piece of evidence. I'm going, boy, that took 45 seconds of my life away of just watching that exchange. But
but it's all worth it when you get those explosive moments, which there were.
I don't know. I haven't seen it yet, I guess. I mean, there was definitely, I'm just saying, look, I was expecting there to be, we've got some jail cell phone call. Yeah, but I thought it was going to be like case closed dunzo. You know what I mean? Like wild stuff. Instead, it was a lot of mumbling and a lot of like.
Oh, you're talking about the jailhouse one.
Yes. There's like a lot of winking over the phone. Yeah, I was like,
right.
Oh, they're searching the house, Scott.
They're outside by the tree at the pond. You remember that?
Oh, my gosh. this is awful. Like, it is insane that we like make our. You know, what's interesting is that like we work for a media outlet and they wanted to get this. His lawyer was moving to not have any of this broadcast.
Right.
Look.
No. His lawyer wanted it. The state, the prosecution.
Oh, the state didn't want to broadcast. Yeah, okay, but here's the thing. Every news outlet on the planet was like, how dare you? We have First Amendment rights, and we have clients who want to
and we have COVID where everybody's home, and they want to watch this.
How dare you? We're trying to bring information to the people. I mean, it just shows you, like, as a public, the stuff that we want to entertain ourselves with is pretty dark stuff most of the time.
Well, here's the thing is it's crazy, but I know one of the individuals in here well.
I know.
That's the part that's really hard. In fact, I was going through some.
You're talking about the court bailiff?
Yeah.
Madam Bailiff, if you could enter that.
I was going through over the weekend all this memorabilia I have. So photos.
Yeah.
There's Chad on my youth football team. Just right there.
Oh, boy. What kind of football player was he?
Yeah, not very good.
I would imagine the focus was right on Mitchell.
He was destined for other things.
Oh my gosh! I just imagine like any team that Scott Mitchell was on, even through his years at Utah, The only focus was on where is Scott Mitchell on the field, or, oh, boy, here comes Mitchell into the game.
All right, so eighth grade, we had green uniforms.
Why? Was this a junior high situation?
No, this was like the city league.
Yeah, football. Okay, all right.
And I was a quarterback. I had number 13. And I wore a neck brace.
Why? Oh, you mean like a neck roll?
A neck roll,
yeah. Yeah, like the old Brian Cox neck roll. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I love those. Yeah. That was the thing, you know.
It was more like Steve Grogan, which you may not remember.
No, but, I do. It was almost like, what is this thing? How can you play with this thing on? And if you're playing quarterback with that on, that looked really weird. All right.
And it was weird.
Scott, let's talk a little bit about something here. I want to roll out a little something here. And that is this obituary that was found. It's been floating around the internet. And this obituary is from a woman named Carol Scarsella. Carol Scarsella is a woman from Buffalo. She died on July 19th. And she was known as a loving grandmother and an incredible woman. Great. In her obituary, which has now made the rounds in all of the AFC East, I would assume, she put that she hated, here's what it says, love New York Yankees and LeBron James, and that she hated Tom Brady.
And this is her obituary. Like, this is her obituary. Put the most important things in your life in.
Now, I will say this. Buffalo is a the thing is the picture they chose to put in the newspaper of Carol Scarsella is Carol Scarsella with a big old fat cigarette in her hand, okay?
Right.
Beloved mother, cherished grandmother, and it goes through all these things, but then it says, she loved the New York Yankees and LeBron James. She hated Tom Brady. When her children were growing up, she was involved in their school PTA. They moved right on and just went, oh, and she was involved in the PTA after that. But hated is capitalized. There's nothing else. Her kids' names are not capitalized in this. There's not one thing capitalized in this whole obituary except for she hated Tom Brady.
But I can. I don't blame her. I mean, if I was in the AFC East,
if you're a Buffalo Bills fan,
years,
which she didn't say, I love the Buffalo Bills. It's love the Yankees, love LeBron James, hate Tom Brady.
Look, if you're from Buffalo, you have to love the Buffalo Bills. That's just a given. They don't need to put that in there. It's like everyone's a Bills fan.
Scott,
because no one moves there, Alex. Everyone's from there. They never leave there, and they're Buffalo Bills fans. I get it.
Have you?
And
ever...
I get hating Tom Brady.
I hate
Tom Brady.
Who would you put in your obituary from your world, from your life of sports? Who would you put in your obituary that you hated? It say Scott Mitchell. He loved the University of Utah. Loves fishing. Hates .. Who would it be?
Here's the thing: is I hope that by the time I get to that where I'm going to die,
you're not feeling that. You're not feeling
that. I don't
that
hate anyone anymore. If it were to happen today, then it would be someone in the lines of...
Will you please take a picture of you smoking a cigarette even though you've never smoked in your life?
It would be like Jim Zorn and Bobby Ross.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. He hated Jim Zorn and Bobby Ross. But see, those are run-of-the-mill names that don't mean much. That means there's actual personal feelings on it.
Here's the thing. I hate Michael Jordan.
Okay, there you go.
But I love Michael Jordan.
But you're a Jazz fan, so you got to kind of hate him. Yeah, you got to kind of have
him. I despise him for that reason. I despise him and love him for the same reason. Because here's a guy that just was so competitive and just, you know, he just was a fierce competitor. And that fierce competitiveness, because it's not even the push off on Brian Russell. That's not the one that really bothers me. It's that he stole the ball the previous possession from Karl Malone. Karl Malone had the ball in the low post. He was probably going to score. The Jazz were going to probably win the game or, you know, at least go up enough to win the game. And Jordan, like, he was sneaky.
You hate him because you wouldn't think to yourself, no, man, she has a hate for Tom Brady because he's got that smirk on his face and he's beating you. So he's beating you, and he's got a smirk on his face. Like, just imagine that slow-mo. You can all picture it. When he won, like, maybe his first or second
Do you know why people
Super Bowl,
hate Tom?
He's got the hat on, and he puts his hands on his head slow motion, points at somebody, and he's like, I can't believe it.
But can I tell you why they hate Tom Brady?
Why do they? Because he's a winner.
No. Because they're like, how in the heck does he do this? Because he's not that good an athlete. He's not. He's not athletic like Michael Jordan.
No.
He's not athletic for a quarterback.
And that's why he's able to go this many years, right?
I mean, any quarterback today is more athletic than Tom Brady. Any quarterback in Tom Brady's era is more athletic than Tom Brady. I mean, Ben Roethlisberger, maybe Eli Manning. Okay, maybe Eli Manning is less athletic. But
but still, it, sneaky like a fox too, though.
Right, and it's in spite of his – He feels average. He doesn't feel. I mean, I know he has a look and he has this demeanor, and he's a fierce competitor, and he has like supreme confidence. He really does. I mean, he has these traits that, you know, from a leadership perspective, and he's really worked extremely diligent on being so efficient. You know, his mechanics and everything are so good. But he's not like Dan Marino, you know. He just kind of, it's like, how does this guy keep doing this? And he does, and he did, and he's.
I'm gonna come up with a list of people that I would consider putting in the obituary for sports people that I don't like.
All right,
you can hit us with your text 57500. We've got our 2-minute drill coming up next. Amazingly, more Buffalo Bills news as really? Well. So oh. Stay with us right here. It's KSL's Unrivaled on KSL News Radio. Stay with us right here.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.